الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين صدق الله المولى العظيم. Before we speak on our subject today, which is dua and the importance of it, just again recap the virtues of this period which we are in. And as Maulana mentioned, one day is gone already. So it comes in the Hadith Sharif that the most Allah loves his ibadat is during these 10 days. So we should try and devote ourselves to the ibadat of Allah as much as we can. And if simple Allah Ta'ala has made it, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala during these 10 days, the first 8 days particularly, is the third kalima. So we should try and read as much as we can, wherever, while driving, while waiting, anywhere, on the phone, anywhere, let us engage ourselves with the third kalima. And we should try and read at least 300 times if it's possible. Every day try and complete 300. And fortunate are those brothers who get the tawfiq, and sisters, and there are plenty, mashallah, who make salat to tasbih. So the 300 are done in there. And if you can do more than that, even better. This ibadat, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, it is so valuable by Allah Ta'ala that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that a person who goes out in jihad also doesn't measure. It's not equal to the ibadat of these days. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were surprised because jihad was the main ibadat of that time. And it was at that time to spread Islam, to go out in the path of Allah, to establish Islam everywhere. So they said, walal jihadu fi sabilillah, not even jihad in the path of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, only that person who goes with his life and his wealth and returns with nothing. In other words, he sacrifices his life also, all his money also in the path of Allah. And on the other side is the ibadat of these days. So the ibadat is a very, very, these days are very, very valuable. Each day's roza, may Allah give me also all of us tawfiq, though it is not for us, but the virtues are so great, a whole year's roza sawab. And imagine one day's roza, and we get the sawab of about 360 days roza sawab. So simple Allah has made it. And if we keep the 9 days, 9 times 9 years roza sawab we get. May Allah give us tawfiq, make it easy. And if for any reason we cannot, but cherish it in the heart, wish for it that we could do it. And if we can, then at least this Thursday we keep roza, Monday we keep roza. So those days we try and keep our roza. So whatever, as much as we can do, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Also, the nights of these, and the nights ibadat, if we can just make our Isha with Jamaat for the males, and our Fajr with Jamaat, we get the whole nights ibadat. So, and each night has been equaled with Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr, khayrum min alf shahr, more better than 1,000 months. So if we make that just our Isha with Jamaat, Fajr with Jamaat, it's like we made ibadat for 1,000 months. For 83 years, we made ibadat. So these are very valuable days that we are in, and we should honor these days. And the least we can do, if we don't do all this ibadat, it's no guna, but don't commit any guna. Don't commit any sin. We should try and be very particular. Our thoughts, our anger, our language, our eyes, our ears, listening to music, listening to backbiting, etc., or whatever else, Allah Ta'ala help us and protect us from all wrong, especially during these days and like that. And if we do that, especially in Ashhur-e Hurum, Allah Ta'ala has made the system, then for the rest of the year and for the rest of our lives, all that become easy. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Amongst the ibadat, there is ibadat of the fasting. ibadat of namazes, and in the namazes after the faraz, the most virtuous namaz is tahajjud, even if it's just two rakats, even if it's after Isha, it's valuable. And if Allah give us tawfiq of getting up for sehri, and at that time make two rakats of tahajjud namaz, tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikr of Allah tabaruk ta'ala, and one great ibadat which Allah ta'ala has kept for the ummah is the ibadat of dua. And Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ, your Rabb, your creator, your nourisher, your sustainer. Ya Allah ta'ala didn't say, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ ta'ala. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ, your Rabb has stated, and he has said, and Rabb really is that being who can say this, who really, if we analyze it, let us see, what did Allah Ta'ala say? اُدْعُونِي, call on me. Allah wants us, he is the only giver, and he is the only one that Allahu Akbar, you can so to say, phone him anytime, 24 hours. You will never have to say that he didn't return, he didn't take your call. Allah Ta'ala is, Allah's phone is never off, so to say. Allah Ta'ala never, that he doesn't take the call. And whatever, and by the call of Allah Ta'ala, you'll never hear a pre-recorded message that for English press 1. And for English press, Afrikaans press 2, for this language press this, whatever language. And in fact, a person who is dumb and cannot speak, Allah listens to him also. What is in his heart, Allah Ta'ala is listening. And Allah Ta'ala takes the call of whoever calls upon him. And he is that Rabb. He is the only one who can say that. Your closest friend, oh, it's easy to say, I'm just a phone call away. But when the time comes, then you find that the person, he doesn't take your call. Or if he takes it, he makes excuses, etc. That now I can't help you, etc. But Allah Ta'ala is there all the time for us. And for everyone, Allah Ta'ala is there. And all it is just to call on Allah. Allah hasn't got office hours that from 9 to 5 or 9 to 4, whatever, that Allah only takes calls in those times. No. And in fact, when the whole world is fast asleep, what geographical differences like in our world at the moment, at night when people are fast asleep, it's not that now should I call Allah, will Allah be resting, will Allah be sleeping. At any time, Allah is there for us. It's just a matter of us, and we don't have to dial numbers also. You don't have to know what's the code. You don't have to know what is the phone number. You don't have to scroll down on your contacts. Allah Ta'ala, you just a matter of lifting your hands, and even without lifting your hands, just turning to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah is there. And if you lift your hands, and that also Allah Ta'ala made it, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahimahumullah, explained that when you pick up your hands, your two hands, and you look into your hands, then in your right hand, Allah has printed for everyone the number 18. And that also Allah put it in Arabic, in the Arabic. And on the left hand is 81. And the two together, 81 and 18, equals 99. So these are the famous 99 names of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's names, as Allah is unlimited, Allah is also unlimited. But in one hadith it comes, لِلَّهِ تِسْعُوا وَتِسْعِينَ إِسْمًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَمَنْ حَفِظَهَا أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. A person who reads them, memorizes them, that person will enter Jannah. And so, in other words, Allah has put the keyboard in your hands. The world is in your palms. Like a person, he feels he's a rich man, and that the world is in my pocket. The world is on my palms. I got the world. Every mu'min, and in fact, this 18 and 81 is for everyone, not only for the Muslims. Even for non-Muslims, they all got this printed, 18 and 81. Everyone has got it. Just make our aqidah correct. Make our tawbah correct. and turn to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is inviting us, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ مُدْعُونِي. And now our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, you are in need of shifa. Then press the button of shifa. Read, Ya Shafi. You are in need of rosy. You want more rosy. Then press the button of rizq. Ya Razzaq. You want the mercy of Allah. Ya Rahman. Ya Rahim. And this is very valuable when you have Allah save us all of problems. Ya Rahman. Ya Rahim. Ya Rahman. Ya Rahim. Ya Rahman. Ya Rahim. Allah's mercy. It comes in josh, and Allah helps a person. A person wants Allah's help for his whatever his business, his home, whatever. Ya Salam, Ya Salam, Ya Salam, and Allah Ta'ala's salamati comes there. Where there isn't peace and serenity, there's always fights and arguments. Ya Salam. So Allah Ta'ala has given us, and dua is one of the main ibadats of these days also. The day also, the night also, like the whole month of Ramadan, the nights of Ramadan, the last 10 days of Ramadan, like that, these 10 days also, du'as are also one great, great ibadat. On that, each one of us, myself, Allah Ta'ala, let us all take a lesson and see, have I got my slot, my time for du'a? Like, for example, I know every day I must have my breakfast. I got my time fixed for breakfast. For lunch, it is fixed. And some people who they control themselves, they are disciplined. The time of the phone also, that I'll check messages and that in this time. And that is all, only in that time. They don't overdo it. They're not over engrossed in the phone. So we got time for that. We got time, usually my toilet time is also fixed. I go to toilet this time, I go that time. Ask ourselves, have I got a time, a slot for dua? When is that time? Whether it's 2 minutes, whether it's 20 minutes. I saw one person in reunion when we went in Jamaat. There was this person, Haji Musa Rawat, and the Rawat family, very wealthy family, and very pious also. His brother Yusuf Bey Marhum and Musa Bey also. Every day we saw, we were there in the St. Denis Masjid, and he would come there from about 9 o'clock till about 12 o'clock. 3 hours continuous du'as. And if you go and see, they are not short of anything. But he's busy with du'as. Every day he's busy with du'as. And there are many people, how much du'as they make. One instance is written of a slave woman, that when she got up at night to make her ibadat, and in that she was making du'a, and in her du'a she said, oh Allah, for the love that you have for me. Her master, who was sleeping, he heard it, and he told her, oh slave woman, don't say the love you have for me. Say it because of the love I have for you. So she replied that if that was the case, then Allah shouldn't keep you sleeping and me in his ibadat. Who Allah loves, Allah Ta'ala makes the means for them to be in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to turn to him. So these are this one particular ibadat. And du'as we should make, today commonly we make du'a, also it's for our dunya. Ask ourselves, how much did I make dua for my maut, husn khatima, for my qabr, for the day of qiyamah, for jannah? How much? But for if we do make dua, it is because I want rosy, so I'm sick, somebody is ill. For that we make dua. And commonly when we meet one another and we make dua, may Allah bless you with a long life. That is usually commonly which we hear, that is the dua that we make. Now just a long life, that is, and if it is riddled with all illnesses, with all problems, then that, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, maut in one aspect, in many aspects, one aspect is a great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. As we children, they wouldn't like their mother to pass away
their father, we want our mother, we want our father. And our mother and father, they don't want their mother and father to pass away. Our dada, daddy, nana, nani, we want them also. And they also don't want their parents to pass away. So it says that, for example, if for about 150 years, 200 years, all were still living, and with old age comes that you can't control your urine, your stool is not under control, somebody is vomiting, and somebody is in this condition, somebody is in that condition, and imagine the whole house is full with all like the sick people. How should life carry on? So Allah Ta'ala takes away people on their time, and then the world can carry on. Otherwise, one person, ill person, and we have to make the khidmat. It is taxing. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, open our hearts to make khidmat. On that, remember one instance which came in the kitabs, that one person became old and he became ill. So he had four sons. So the one son told the other three sons, he offered them and he told them that, see, Abba, Baji, whatever, daddy, has is now old, so I offer you people that you make the khidmat of our father, and when he passes away, I will take all the inheritance. Who will agree to that? That you all make the khidmat for him all the time, and when he passes away, I will take all the inheritance. But he had a purpose and object of saying that, so they said, no, that's not acceptable. So he said, okay then, I will make the khidmat, and when Abba passes away, you people take all the inheritance. They were too happy. What more can they get than that? And Abad, he was to his word. And he made khidmat whole, till the end. And it's not easy to make the khidmat. People at that old age, sometimes they become very aggressive also, very demanding also, and not easy. So, but he was true. And they took everything. After that, he was true to his word. He didn't take anything of the inheritance. Then the night when he slept, he saw a dream that at a certain place, there are 100 gold coins. Go and take them. They are all halal, jais for you. So he asked, is there barakat? They said, no, there is no barakat in it. So he mentioned the dream to his wife. The wife says, what are you waiting? Halal, jais. And if there's no barakat, no barakat. But what are you waiting for? 100 gold. If we have 1 Kruger Rand today, if you have 10, 20, 100 of them. So, but he said, no barakat, he didn't take it. The next night he dreamt that at a certain place there are 10 gold coins. Go and take it, it is all for you and halal for you. So he asked, barakat? No barakat. Then he told his wife, she said, you let go 100, now at least take 10. That also he didn't. The next night he dreamt 1 gold coin somewhere. And he asked, barakat? He said, yes, there is barakat in there. So he went, he took it. And as he was coming, he sold it and he bought 2 fish with it. When he brought it home, the wife cut it open to clean it, etc. And from each fish, a pearl, a ruby came out, which all the jewelers of the town could not pay for. So valuable it was. Eventually, so much money only the king had. And that was equivalent to 90 camel loads of gold. Not 100 gold coins, 90 camel loads of gold. So that is barakat. And this is khidmat of our elders and our parents, what Allah Ta'ala gives on there. And when it is done with ikhlas. So anyway, to get the du'as, one is to make du'as, and one is to get du'as. We don't, also our buzurgs teach that don't ask somebody for du'as, but make the khidmat such a way that automatically they just make du'as for you. So take the du'as of the righteous and of our parents, our elders, etc. So Allah Ta'ala give us. So that is also one great ibadat during these days, the ibadat of du'a. And to try and turn to Allah Ta'ala and plead with Him of the adab of du'a, we lift our hands up. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayh, has also taught muraqabah dua. That is, you just think and without lifting your hands, without moving your tongue also, in your heart you turn. And that is the essence of dua. And in the Hadith Sharif it comes, dua mukhul ibadah. Dua is the very essence, the maghas of ibadah. So all our ibadat, but take time out for dua. We read Quran Sharif 1, 2, 5, 10 suparas. We read Nafal Namaz 1, 2, 2, 4, 8 rakats. But give time for dua also. That is also the very essence of everything. And dua really, where everyone can see the level of his iman by whether he's making dua. If a person thinks himself, I'm doing everything, then he won't want to make dua. I do everything. But when a person realizes, I can't do anything, nothing can be achieved. It's only Allah alone is the doer. In fact, when we eat also, when we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and Allah give us tawfiq to read Bismillah before, then make this muraqabah, that this food, only Allah is the provider. In its raw form, all the raw materials, the rice, the potatoes, the meat, etc. And after the cooking also, all only Allah has made it possible for me. And then the effect in the food, only Allah puts. That every morsel which goes down the throat, it takes permission from Allah. Must it be a source of health to this person or a source of sickness? So sometimes we might think, even medicine, how many times it happens, the wrong medicine is prescribed, or the medicine has the wrong effect on a person. So it's only by the will of Allah. So make our connection with Allah Ta'ala. So dua, whether it is raising our hands, whether it's at a specific time, or at any and all times, our attention must be to Allah Ta'ala. And we beg Allah Ta'ala for His help all the time. So this is a period where for du'as also. And make du'as now, like in Ramadan. In the last 10 days, last 10 nights, the odd nights, and the night we think is Laylatul Qadr, that how much du'as shouldn't we be making? So, and then, don't limit it only to that. Now also, every night is equal to Laylatul Qadr. So make the du'as, and let us not limit it to yeah, but let us extend it then after that. But let us engage in du'as also. Make a part of our ibadat. Many of us, we are weak in du'a. We don't give the due time for du'a. And it's a sunnah also that we ask one another, make du'a for me. It's a hadith, it has come. Ask one another for du'as. And so that also we should do. And then we should make du'a. Today also sad to say that we get news of sad news. Somebody has passed away. Somebody has met up with an accident. Somebody is in hospital. But it's mostly just a news item. That we make dua for the person, that seldom we do. We get mayyat news, we make isale sawab. So those are things that we should engage in. Dua we should engage in. Whatever, ask ourselves for the people of Gaza. Today, did I make dua for them? The Muslims of Palestine, did I make the Muslims of the world? In fact, we eat our full meals. We have lunch, we have breakfast, lunch, supper. One dua is also, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa kafana wa awana. Fakam mimman la kafiya lahu wa la mu'wiya. How many people there are who haven't got enough food, who didn't get food, who haven't got a place as a resident. The people of Gaza who are living in tents, in shelters, and they have been bombed in there also. So, and yeah, Allah Ta'ala has given us comfortable homes, a comfortable bed, etc. But we don't make shukr. And we don't make dua for the rest of the people. So dua is a very important ibadat. Allah give us all tawfiq that we engage in duas also. And Allah reward ulama who have written extensively and written books and kitabs and kitabs on du'as and the importance and the adab, the respects and how du'a should be made. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.